Huzur says that it is a supreme favor of Allah upon us, that He has granted us the ability to accept the Imam of this age. If an Ahmadi ponders upon this point, then even if he were to thank Allah for his entire life for this favor, this would still be insufficient. It is said that at this time the Muslims in the world number around 2 billion. Upon all of them, the prophecy of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and his commandment are applicable, that in the 14th century, the Messiah and the Mahdi would appear. After a long era of darkness, the era of Islam's revival and rejuvenation would begin. This is why when the advent of the Messiah and the Mahdi would occur, and when the signs of his coming are fulfilled, and the greatest sign of his appearance would be the solar and lunar eclipses during the month of Ramadan. When these signs are fulfilled during the appointed term, and this is such a sign that since the heaven and the earth were created, this sign has never occurred. So this chosen one of Allah, and this great lover of me, you should accept him. This is what the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, instructed and commanded us. It then says in the Holy Quran that وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. By saying this, this has drawn further attention towards this matter. The explanation of this verse was given by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when he stated the following, that from amongst the non-Arabs, search for this person. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that even if you have to crawl over glaciers of ice on your knees, then you should. And go and convey my salam, greetings of peace, to this Messiah and Mahdi. Then, drawing the attention of the Muslims to always remaining on the right path, prayers have been taught. However, despite this, until now, only 5 or 7% of the people have been enabled to accept the Imam of this age. Even though Muslims pray, اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that guide us in the right path. They pray this during their prayers, and they pray this repeatedly. And even though, as I have just stated, it is a prophecy of the Holy Quran, and also the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also his commandment, which are applicable upon them, despite this, the majority of the Muslims still, to this Imam, who is the Imam of the time, they reject this Imam. Not only do they reject him, in fact, they reject him to the greatest degree possible. Good-natured and righteous non-Muslims, and even those who hold no religious beliefs, and even those who do not even believe in God. Allah guides such people. And He is guiding these people to the straight and right path every year. In thousands, from among such good-natured and righteous people, such people join the Jamaat or the community. However, it is unfortunate that by following these so-called and also selfish mullahs, in some places, those who consider themselves Muslims, they have reached the greatest degree of opposing the Imam of this time. It is Allah alone who can grant such people wisdom. The ulama or the Muslim clergy, who are so-called Muslim clergy, they have reached such a deteriorated state that it seems like there is no path left for their reformation. And there is no way left for them to reform. But those who either out of innocence or on the pretext of apparently loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are following these people, may Allah grant them guidance to the right path, so that they may come to recognize the Imam. May those who oppose the Imam of this time, who in some places are crossing all boundaries in their cruelties, may they cease to do this, and instead be those who cater for their afterlife. This prayer, اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, that guide us in the straight path. May this be the voice that emanates from the hearts of Muslims, and may the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community at large, be such that it receives the beneficence and blessings of Allah's grace. May the world look upon the Muslims with respect, honor, and dignity. In one place, explaining this verse, اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, that guide us in the right path, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states, as the Holy Quran has instructed for civilization, that they should follow the ruler or the king, in the same way this instruction has been given for the spiritual civilization. This has been indicated by Allah in the following prayer, that اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, that guide us in the right path, the path of those on whom Thou has bestowed Thy blessings. It should be considered that a believer, in fact even a human, in fact even an animal, is not deprived of the blessings of Allah. Still, it cannot be said that Allah the Almighty has commanded that we should follow these people. Subsequently, the meaning of this verse would entail that those people on whom to a high and great level spiritual beneficence has rained upon, we should pray to be granted the ability to tread on their path, that we may be granted the ability to follow them. This verse therefore indicates the following, that you should attach yourself with the Imam of this time. Hazur says, and what is the definition of the Imam of this time? This has been given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is also a Rasul, a messenger, and similarly, he is also such a person who has been appointed by Almighty Allah for the guidance of the entire world. In this regard, as I have stated, in accordance with the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophecy, the Imam of this time is the great lover of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and also the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. He has attained this honor and blessing from Almighty Allah and therefore has been sent. That reward and that blessing that has been attained through the beneficence of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and will sustain until the end of times. In accordance with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will remain established through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him. This beneficence can only be attained by others by attaching yourself with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. 1400 years before today, that blessing that was initiated, that blessing that initially began, the Sahaba, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, took full benefit and advantage of this. They would always remain concerned about the following, that how would it be possible for us, to the greatest extent possible, to refresh and enhance our faith. اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, guide us in the right path, would always remain emanated from their tongues. When they recited their prayer, their every word, their every prayer would emanate from the depths of their heart. They had such a connection and such a relationship with the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the example of which we do not find anywhere else. Subsequently, Allah the Almighty blessed him so much that they received the award, they received the title of radiallahu anhum, that Allah was pleased with them. Therefore, in order to attain this blessing, and in order to always remain established on true guidance, in order to always be able to walk on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path, We have followed the commandment of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and we have accepted the Imam and the Messiah and the Mahdi of this time. As a result of this, we need to inculcate such a relationship that will always enable us to receive the blessings of Almighty Allah. And as at the time of Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance, we have made the following promise, that we will give precedence to this relationship over all other relationships, as is mentioned in the 10th condition of Bayt. And this condition reads as follows, that with this humble servant of God, that is, with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he shall enter into a bond of brotherhood, pledging obedience to me in everything good purely for the sake of Allah, and to remain faithful to this pledge till the day of his or her death. And that he shall exert such a high devotion in the observance of this bond as is not to be found in any other relationship of the world, and connection demanding devoted dutifulness. Thus, just by performing the Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance, we cannot believe that our prayer of Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, has been accepted, or that Allah has accepted the prayer of Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim of our ancestors and has It is not enough that Allah has provided us with the means of accepting the Imam of this age. Rather, now in accordance with the commandment of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, we now have to make steps in this direction after accepting this Imam. In fact, now there is a need more than before to give heed to this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path. That this pledge of Ta'at bil Ma'ruf, that obedience in what is right, that may Allah keep us steadfast and established upon this eternally, and may we be the ones who walk on the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path forever, and may we be those who abide by the commandment of the Holy Quran, that فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, that let not death overtake you except when you are in a state of submission and obedience. If the blessing of Allah is not upon a person, then he with his own effort can never display perfect obedience and submission. In order to attain the blessings of Allah, he would need to draw attention towards Allah. And Allah has taught the following prayer in order to keep us directed towards this. And this has been taught in every rakat of every prayer, that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, keep this prayer before you. This is because it is Allah alone who provides guidance. Taking assessment of your own selves and keeping the fear of Allah within your heart. Always keep on praying to be guided on the right path. Without this, this is extremely difficult, that a person can have a relationship with someone which is not found in any other state of devotion or servitude, such a relationship which is not found in any other bond. Such a relationship is not possible to attain without the favor of Allah, such a relationship which carries perfect obedience. Therefore, guidance should only be sought from Allah, and help and succor should only be supplicated from Allah. So therefore, if we want to abide by the Bayt, the Pledge of Allegiance, with the Imam of this time, Then truly, we would need to understand the reality of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path. We would need to deeply reflect upon it. With a great fervor and zeal, we would need to beg for this prayer. Because after being attached to this Imam, it is insufficient to only do the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance of this Imam at the time, and then do nothing else after this. Further, we would also have to make a connection with that system which was established by the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has explained this in great detail in the booklet Al-Wasiyat, or The Will. And he explains that this system is a system of Khilafat. A person accepts the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. However, if after this, he denies the manifestation that is to come after him, or in the pledge of Ta'at bil Ma'ruf, that is, obedience in what is right, he is reluctant in carrying this out. So in such a case, he would actually break the relationship of devotion with the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Subsequently, he would be deprived of those blessings which are an outcome of being attached with the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. There is the example of the Ghair Mubayin, those who reject the Ahmadiyya Khilafat. It is a very clear-cut example that is before us. They may have come into the Bayt of the Pledge of Allegiance of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, or they have made the claim of doing the Bayt of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, but they did not fully understand his message. Or, due to their personal interest, they did not fully understand or comprehend that message of his, that the system of Khilafat, consider it a continuation of that manifestation which Allah the Almighty in this age established through the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. So therefore, we are most fortunate, that is, those who after accepting the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him, after this, we also established a relationship of loyalty and faithfulness with the second manifestation. However, for an Ahmadi, this alone is not the height or the highest degree of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path. As I said, one needs to keep on analyzing his own self. The prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, is a continuation of perpetual progress and advancement, and always being in the search of the path of guidance. The sign of a believer is to keep praying for steadfastness and perpetualness in this. A normal person who does not reach the high levels of spirituality, he is always at war with Satan. Or it can be said in another way, that despite performing righteous deeds, Satan is constantly trying to instigate him. Despite belief in the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, despite having a connection of loyalty with Khilafat, despite partaking in financial sacrifices, and even though he may serve the Jamaat and the community and also in Wakari Amal, there are still some people who, despite all of this, they say to me themselves that we are slack in our prayers. And prayer, which is the basis of man's creation, if a person is slack in that, then slowly and gradually he deviates from other righteous deeds. There are people who perform many righteous deeds. They offer their prayers, but despite this, they do not act in a good way towards their families at home. This way is also a way that is deviated from the path guidance. They may be praying Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, but they do not implement that. Because the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has stated that the best among you is he who is good with his family. Therefore, those who are in search of the right path and the guidance, they keep even the most minor aspects in front of them. They keep that great love and affection in their view, which a believer must and should have with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He makes an effort to walk on the path which God Almighty and His Rasul, His Messenger, desired for us to tread on. When we offer the prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, we should have that target before us, that model before us, which the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, established for us. And which those Sahabi of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam benefited from, and also gave the example of Munam alayh, those upon whom bestowed thy blessings, which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has presented before us through his words and his actions, and he also showed us the ways of going out of darkness and moving into light. And through this, the companions of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, also brought a revolution in their own lives and acquired the highest levels of spirituality. I mentioned about family life and how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, instructed his companions to treat their family, to treat their household members in an excellent manner. Once a companion of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, came before him and he said that my wife stayed so long with her own parents and she came back after a long duration. And because of this, I have decided that I will never allow her to go back to them again. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, when he heard this, he became extremely hurt. He became extremely aggrieved. His face reddened. And he said, leave this gathering to this person, because such things are disturbing and deteriorating this gathering. And he used quite stern words to this person, so that person subsequently tried to ask for forgiveness. Another companion of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who did not treat his wife in a good way, he was also in this gathering. He immediately stood up and he went to the market. He went to the market and purchased a few things. He then purchased these things and went home to his wife and said, this is a gift for you, and spoke to her in a very loving way. The wife became extremely concerned that what has happened to my husband today? How has this revolution come about in his attitude? So she asked him that, what has happened to you? So he replied that I was in the gathering of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and saw and heard how he was so distressed and so aggrieved and so pained and angered by the mistreatment of one of his companion's wives. May Allah forgive my previous sins because of the way I treated you, and you please also forgive me, and I will only treat you in an excellent way from now on. Hazur says that this is a transformation that takes one to the path of guidance. This begins from household matters, and this spreads then in the society. And then subsequently this goes on to spread in the entire world. A person who has made the bid, the pledge of allegiance with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, on this basis. And it is through this then that the relationship of closeness to Allah is achieved. So therefore, hidayat or guidance is not only in accepting one who comes from Allah, or only by connecting yourself with the system of the community, but in fact, it is to adopt your lives with that teaching and to remain steadfast on it. This is the basis for hidayat, for guidance. Therefore, this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, this is not only for discharging the rights of the Huquq Allah, the rights owed to Allah. It is not only to strengthen one's own faith and belief. In fact, this prayer is also for discharging the rights of Huquq al-Abad, the rights of mankind in creation. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, This prayer is for every single part of your life. There are many people here among you, and I know about some of you who are cruel to your wives. There are others about whom it is not known. Externally or outside their house, they act in a very good way. In the eyes of people, they seem very decent and established on the path of guidance. But in the matters of the household, they have deviated from Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path. Acting good to your family and your household is not an ordinary matter. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when he said that the best among you is he who is good with his family, in the end he provided his own example, that I am best among all of you in treating his family in an excellent manner. This is an action which is not an ordinary action at all. In order to demonstrate the importance of this action, the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, presented his own example. So therefore, this prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the straight path, should be performed before every single task, so that the levels of righteousness should go on advancing, and so that when death comes upon you, that you die a death in complete submission. So therefore, a true believer is he who, after accepting the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, keeps on enhancing and increasing his righteousness and righteous deeds. And he always remains engrossed in this. He always remains engaged in trying to increase his faith. And he should pray the following, that Sirat al-Mustaqim, that right path upon which you have made me established on, may I always walk on that path towards progress. May I always be one who increases in taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah. He who increases in taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah, he is always afraid of the wrath of Allah. And he in whose heart the fear of Allah becomes embedded, he will also make efforts to discharge haqq Allah, the rights owed to Allah. And he will also strive to discharge haqq al-abad, the rights owed to mankind and creation. Every person who prays to remain steadfast on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path, he also increases in the desire to serve the faith, and he becomes one who purely, actually serves the faith. And not only does he increase in a desire to serve the faith, but in fact, every step he takes in the way of increasing in this desire, as guided by Allah and His Rasul, His Messenger, he also takes a step towards the pleasure of Allah. So therefore, a true mu'min, a true believer, should not be like such people who consider themselves righteous and virtuous, and who consider themselves having reached a certain level. These people believe that they have attained a permanent status, or that they have reached a level where they are now safe. Whenever a person thinks like this, however pious he may be, you should consider that he has been destroyed, spiritually speaking, and he has come into the clutches of Satan. So therefore, always take account and assess yourself. Moving on to the next level is a mark of a believer. One who acquires his destination and then becomes proud after just serving the community just a little bit, or considers his service to the Jamaat and also his worship as sufficient, and diverts his attention far away from discharging haqq al-abad, the rights due to man, even if he has reached some rank. Because of this activist, because of his behavior, he loses that status. So therefore, a true believer does not only look upon his righteous deeds that he performs today. Rather, he looks towards his end, And he prays that his end is a good one. No one had greater spiritual power than the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. No man had a higher spiritual rank than him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam scribe, or in modern day terms you can call him a secretary, the one who took the notes for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he attained such a status of nearness that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always call him to write down his revelations. This rank demonstrates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had trust and confidence in him. In the eyes of other Muslims as well, Abdullah bin Ubay, he had the status of the scribe of revelations. He had the status because he wrote this revelation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what was his end? Due to his stumbling, he lost that rank and status of his. Similarly, in the era of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, there were such people who had great love and affection. However, when their misfortune caused them to stumble, they turned into fierce enemies of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and utilized filthy language and accused him of horrific things. On a daily basis, they started raising new objections. So therefore, in order for your end to be a good one, you need to pray, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us in the right path. This is most important. You must deeply reflect upon this, and you must recite this prayer. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states in one place, the purpose and objective of man's life is to walk on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path, and also to search out for it. This has been produced in the words that اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْأَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, that, O Allah, guide us in the straight path, the path of those people on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy blessings. This is the prayer that is offered in every prayer, at all times and in every rakat. This fact alone, that it is repeated so much, displays its great significance and importance. Our Jamaat should remember, Hazur says, that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says that our community should remember that this is not an ordinary matter. And just reciting these words like a parrot, this is not the purpose at all. In fact, this is a means of making a person a perfect person. This is a prescription that is effective to this effect, and this should always be kept before one's eyes as an objective, and this should always be kept in view like a motto. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam states, that through this prayer the rights due to man are discharged. And similarly, through this prayer, the capabilities that are granted to man, they will also be discharged. Then the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that in short, Mun'im alayh, on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy blessings, their excellences, and also Siratul Lazina Anamta alayhim, that Allah has indicated towards, that the path of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy blessings, this is a true objective of every person in our Jamaat or community, especially should give due attention towards this, because Allah the Almighty, by establishing this dispensation, has desired that He may prepare such a Jamaat or community as was prepared by the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, so that in these latter days this Jamaat should testify to the truth and glory of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Hazrat says, this is an immense task. This is an honor, but this is also a huge responsibility upon the Jamaat, the community. Every Ahmadi should testify to the truth and glory of the Quran and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So thus, every Ahmadi with regard to testifying the truth and glory of the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He can only do this if, whilst reciting the prayer Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the straight path, they continue to attain advancement. And they continue to acquire the status of the honored people. And they make every aspect of the teachings of the Holy Quran a part and parcel of their lives. And they make every effort to strive to inculcate the model of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in their lives. So we need to make full efforts to acquire these levels. And when we make these efforts, it will be then that we will have in reality comprehended the essence of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path. And we would have fulfilled the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Otherwise, this prayer, as the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has said, they would be words that are recited like parrots. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, in one place counseling us, states that if there is a part of deficit in dealing with Allah, then the same will be from the other side. Hazrul says that is, if there is deficiency in dealing from this side, then Allah does not engage in deceit. But he does realize this. And you will not get reward due to the deceit on your part or from your side. Allah is aware of everything. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam states, but one who keeps his heart clear before Allah and assures that there is no deficiency in dealing with Allah, so then Allah will not hold anything back for him. Man's heart is a mirror for him. He can see everything in this mirror. The real way to save yourself from hurt is to desire forgiveness for your sins with a pure heart and to show a relationship of fidelity and sincerity and devotion. And this course of bed of allegiance which you have accepted and adopted, give it preference over everything else, because about this you will be questioned. Hazur says that it is essential to assess your own self. There are billions of Muslims in the world. They pray the prayer Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path. But because they recite these words like parrots, this is why after their prayer, their attention goes towards causing disorder. From the mouth of some, against the Jamaat, only filthy abuse pours out. Some stand up in mosque and only say profane things. They are either engaged in mutual disorder and mutual enmities. Is this that Sirat al-Mustaqim, the prayer of which has been taught? Surely not. Before us are the paths of that Sirat al-Mustaqim, that straight path that makes one abandon the traits that makes him one like animals, and then turns him into a civilized person. Subsequently, he becomes an educated and enlightened person, and then that educated and enlightened person becomes a godly person. So these examples are before us not as tales and myths. That we have just heard such stories and such tales and then there's nothing else left. In fact, these examples are before us in order to incite us to acting in this manner. And the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, in this time has taken a bet, a pledge of allegiance regarding these very matters. Keeping this passion alive within us by acting on the teachings of the Quran alone, can we give precedence to the requirements of the bayt, the pledge of allegiance? Otherwise, Allah will not be pleased on only this issue, that we have read and recited the words of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us in the right path, hundreds of thousands of times. In fact, we need to make an effort, and we need to emanate these words from the depth of our heart. And we ask for this prayer that may Allah enable us to tread on the right path and to remain established on it. It is only when we do this that this will enable us to be close to Allah. Otherwise, as the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has stated, you will be asked and you'll be held to account about this. Your claim was something else and your action was contrary to that. So with every prayer, you also need to make efforts and you also have to have a pious attention. This is the condition. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says in one place that Allah the Almighty says that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهُدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that as for those who strive in our path, we will surely guide them in our way. The promised Messiah alayhi salam states that this is a promise and this is also a prayer, that اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us in the right path. So a person needs to keep this in view at all times and in his prayer should pray most zealously, and he should pray with great fervor, and he should have this desire that he should be amongst those people who acquire progress and also discernment. May it not happen that a person is taken from this world unenlightened, blind and without discernment. Hazur says that now, in one way, how Allah has provided us with discernment, that we have understood the message of Allah and His Rasul, His Messenger, and we have connected ourselves with the Imam of this age. However, as I have explained, the routes of progress are always open. The new stages of advancement are always going to be attained. Our steps should always be towards progress. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that after entering into the Jamaat, a transformation should be inculcated and that should be visible. Do not take any commandment lightly. In fact, every commandment should be sanctified. So therefore, we need to strive to comprehend the hundreds of commandments in the Holy Quran and to act upon it. These efforts and these assessments can only be taken by a person themselves. And the best way of this is that if you have a realization, then you should analyze your own selves. As the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, that the heart of a person is like a mirror. So clean the mirror of your heart and look at your own countenance and look at the state and the condition of your heart. By doing this, every person will be able to assess the condition of his own heart, and you will cease from making objections against others and you will give attention towards reforming yourself instead. And by understanding اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us in the right path himself, he will draw attention towards reciting it properly. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that this is a transformation of this internal assessment that I want to see in my Jamaat, in my community. Hazur says these internal assessments will keep diverting our attention towards our Bayt, our Pledge of Allegiance, and also our responsibilities. As has been said, that a true believer is he who strives to progress in his faith. So the levels which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has set, I shall also lay that out. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that until a person does not have a trove of real good deeds, that is not just one or two, until he does not have an entire treasure of righteous deeds, he is not a believer. It is for this reason that Allah the Almighty has taught the prayer in Surah Al-Fatiha of اِحْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us in the right path, so that a person may not believe that it is a virtue to not commit major sins like theft and adultery, etc. That do not assume that these major sins, not performing them, is a virtue. Rather, by saying Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy blessings, it has been told that reward is a separate thing. Unless one attains it, he cannot be considered righteous and pious. Look, Allah has not taught the prayer that do not count me among the sinful and the transgressors, but rather he has taught that count me among the ones who are blessed. Hazur says, therefore, a few righteous deeds are not sufficient, but it is the task of a true believer to gather a treasure of righteous deeds. And this treasure of righteous deeds can only be gathered by discharging the rights due to God and the rights due to man, and by acting upon the commandments of the Holy Quran, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that realize that the root of every good is the belief in God. As much as a person's belief in God is weak, it is that much that his weakness and slackness exists in his righteous deeds. But when faith is strong, and Allah with all his perfect attributes is ascertained to the extent, a peculiar change takes place in the actions of man as well. One who believes in God cannot commit sins. Hazrat says that when person has a true faith in Allah, then surely he will not sin. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam continues that because this belief cuts off his base abilities and limbs of sins. Look, if someone's eyes are taken out, then how can he use them for unwarranted viewing? Hazrat says, if a person doesn't have eyes, how can he look in a bad way? So the Promised Messiah alayhi salam continues, then how will he commit the sin of the eyes? And similarly, if his hands are cut off, his sensual limbs are cut off, then how can he commit the sins which relate to these limbs? In exactly the same way, when a person is in the condition of nafsi mutmainna, the soul at rest makes him blind, and his eyes lose the ability to sin. He looks, but does not see, because the ability of the eyes to sin is eliminated. He has ears, but he is deaf, because he cannot hear those things which pertain or lead to sin. In this same way, all his base and sensual abilities and limbs, they are virtually cut off. A death takes place on all his abilities which could lead him to sin. And he becomes like a dead body which is completely under the will and decision of Allah. He cannot take even one step aside from Allah. This condition exists when there is true belief in Almighty Allah. And the outcome and the result of this is that he is given complete peace and tranquility. This is that stage and station which should be the real objective of man. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam says that our Jamaat needs this. Our Jamaat needs this to attain perfect peace, and perfect belief is also essential. Therefore, the Promised Messiah alayhi salam says, therefore, the first responsibility of our Jamaat is that they attain true faith in Almighty Allah. Hazrat says, to just accept or believe is not enough. This is the condition of faith which we need to acquire. So these are the standards which the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, desired us to attain. May Allah make it so that we in our lives make pure changes in ourselves and are those who attain these levels and standards. May we be those who advance in our nearness to Allah upon that guidance on which Allah the Almighty has established us, the favor which He has showered upon us as a way of gratefulness to that reward and favor He has given us. May we be those who continue advancing in following the commands of Allah to continue the reward of Ahmadiyyat among our future progeny. May we be never slack in our efforts and our prayers. In the countries which have worldly comforts, may these not deviate us from attaining our true purport. May Allah grant us the ability to do this.